Hi, I'm Kristen Olson, the Academic and Educational Technology Liaison here at the Cantor Arts Center, and I'm happy to present this ongoing series of student-created audio tours. These podcasts were created in the 2010 Fall Quarter course, Speaking About Art, Narrating the Cantor's Collections, taught by Mark Feldman. In this program for Writing and Rhetoric course, students worked through issues of oral communication, developing an argument, as well as how to speak about art to a wide audience. The podcasts are best listened to in front of the original work of art itself, and we hope that these audio guides will inspire you to look and think about the collections here at the Cantor Arts Center. Please enjoy them.
Welcome to the Cantor Arts Center. Thank you for joining us today as we discuss several pieces in the Contemporary Gallery. These pieces include Frank Stella's Maxon's Island and Nightgown, as well as Sean Scully's Angel. These pieces are all examples of non-representational abstract art that do not portray figures that are familiar to us, such as buildings or people. Rather, these pieces give you, the viewer, the exciting opportunity to explore these artworks as you create your own interpretations. Feel free to pause the audio guide at any point to give yourself more time with any of the artworks. Enjoy your tour! At first glance of this mixed-media collage by Frank Stella, you are confronted with an explosion of colors and shapes. Although it is difficult to focus, the eye is drawn to the beige amorphous shape in the middle of the canvas, which appears to be extending out towards the observer. This effect is accentuated by the subtle shadow receding from the edges of this shape. As you step back, the objects zoom out at you from the upper right corner, where smaller pieces in the distance advance and grow larger towards the lower left corner, where the bigger pieces spill off the canvas. The use of mixed media and the appearance of shadows create a 3D illusion where the jumbled objects appear to progress towards you as part of a larger continuum that advances along a diagonal from one corner of a canvas to another. While some viewers may experience the same effect, you might also have a completely different experience. The beauty in Maxon's Island lies in the high level of disorganization and ambiguity that allows each individual to attach their own narrative to this visual experience. Maxon's Island is part of a series of pieces entitled Imaginary Places, which refers to the book, The Dictionary of Imaginary Places, which catalogs fictional locations from literature. This piece in particular was inspired by a location in the South China Sea from Edgar Rice Burroughs' novel, A Man Without a Soul. Stella explains that he often references literature in his pieces to try to give a sense that there is a narrative possibility to abstraction. However, he also notes that his lyrical titles are almost always assigned to the work after the fact. Assistant curator Mariko Chang describes how this piece evokes an imaginary place for her.
This one in particular, like, I see as kind of like a maze. You get to look at it, and he combined so many different types of artistic processes, collage, woodcut, and different kind of printing styles, but it has a lot of different layers going on, so it's much like a maze. Your eye is drawn to certain different colors, but maybe more of an exploration than necessarily something concrete that you're going to take away from it. But it's nice the way that this painting is presented. I mean, it's contained. It's contained on a very finite canvas. If you know of some of other of Stella's works, he kind of plays with different shapes of the canvas, whereas this is very traditional and a kind of like rectangle.
Now focus on an aspect of the piece that stands out most to you, and try moving around this piece yourself and looking at it from different angles and distances. How does moving around this piece alter your perspective? As you continue to take in the wonderful chaos of Maxon's Island, consider how you personally relate to this piece. Does this painting remind you of an imaginary place? Or perhaps a real place? What sort of narrative does this piece evoke for you? what is the first difference you notice between Maxon's Island and Nightgown? While Maxon's Island creates a 3D illusion, it is actually contained to a two-dimensional rectangular canvas. Nightgown, however, literally jumps out of the canvas at you. Behind all the twisted sheets of colorful aluminum, notice how the subtle outline of a black square against the wall looks like a picture frame hanging on the wall. The objects appear to burst out of this frame as they transition from the two-dimensional space of the canvas to the three-dimensional space where you are standing now. Both of Stella's works play with an eruption of jarring shapes and colors that create a feeling of chaos and cacophony. However, Nightgown and Maxon's Island differ in their use of perspective. Maxon's Island creates a tension between the two and three-dimensional points of view. You know the piece exists on a two-dimensional plane, yet the piece appears to pop out into three-dimensional space. However, the interweaving aluminum figures in Nightgown actually burst off the wall. This three-dimensional quality creates a multitude of angles and perspectives for you as a viewer, making it more of a sculpture than a wall painting. However, assistant curator Mariko Chang explains,
Stella always went back and forth between sculpture and painting, and interestingly enough, even these kind of painted metal sculptures, he considers to be paintings. Even though the metal has shape and depth, he's still painting on a flat surface.
Do you see this picture as a painting or a sculpture? As a three-dimensional piece, this work creates an infinite number of perspectives that gives it a life of its own. Try focusing on one element of Nightgown while moving around the piece. How does this element visually transform as you shift your positioning? The combination of these whimsical aesthetic elements evokes a sense of fantasy, much like Maxon's Island. What sort of fantasies does this piece evoke for you? How might the title itself, Nightgown, play into this sense of whimsy and fantasy?
The stripe is neutral and boring. You see it all over the place, and that makes the stripe receptive to interpretation.
Artist Sean Scully. In contrast to Maxon's Island and Nightgown, which might create an overwhelming visual experience, Sean Scully's Angel looks comparatively bare and simple, void of any contextual information about the artist, title, or time period of this painting. You are forced, or liberated, depending on your mindset, to look inward rather than outward, and interpret this piece as it speaks to you. The vagueness of the stripe, a prominent theme in Scully's paintings, begs you, the observer, to create your own interpretation without fear of a misguided conclusion. With this in mind, the following is my interpretation, which will be different from yours, just as the artist intended. The painting is divided into two separate, distinct parts. The right half of the painting consists of a moody, thick, bold, horizontal stripe. The stripes alternate between a foggy bluish-gray and a murky greenish-yellow. The stripes are not of one solid color, but rather appear to consist of brushstrokes of a spectrum of colors from white to black. This evokes a sense of nature, with the blue reminiscent of the many colors of the water. The green stripes remind me of plants or moss growing on a forest floor. The other side of the canvas is bare, white, with thin, widely spaced black stripes. These stripes look as if a child with a crayon drew them. The blankness of the left side of the painting, compared with the complete spectrum of colors on the right, make it seem like the right side has been filled in with the emotions and thoughts of the artist, whereas the left side is a void, meant to be filled in by the viewer with their thoughts. Here are some thoughts from other viewers. As you listen to their observations, consider how your impression of the work may be similar or different.
The painting is like the cloth of two kinds of horizontal striped turtlenecks lying next to each other. The left one is white with thin black stripes running across, French sailor style. The right side has fat gray and yellow rugby stripes. The bands of color are smeared but clearly divided from one another by straight and narrow black.
Angel seems to me like a representation of life and death. The left side seems a lot like a pile of bones or a skeleton with the white and black stripes. It's very bare, whereas the right side seems more like it's fully fleshed with the paint on top of the skeleton. It's also interesting the way they're separated. It seems to say that life and death can never exist in the same space.
Whatever unique conclusion you or any other viewer comes to, it is the right one for you. In reference to Scully's work, Carter Radcliffe explains,
"Scully does nothing to discourage idiosyncratic speculation. If his paintings remind you of buildings or light or weather, if they stir speculations about political order at the end of the second millennium, that is all right with him."
With this in mind, consider the following questions as you continue to take in this piece. How does the title Angel influence your understanding of this artwork? What do you think is the relationship between the two sides of the canvas? Thank you for listening today. With the questions you have already pondered in mind, we encourage you to continue to explore the Contemporary Gallery and take in our other abstract paintings and sculptures on display. Enjoy, and thank you for visiting the Cantor. Yeah.